MTI, a group that brings together 9 Mi'kmaq communities in New Brunswick, announced this week they would no longer participate in a commission on systemic racism led by government-appointed commissioner Manju Varma. MTI, which includes Fort Folly First Nation, also released a report that had previously been prepared by the commissioner, saying the document had been suppressed. It includes 5 recommendations, starting with a public inquiry into systemic racism against Indigenous people in the justice system and policing system in New Brunswick. Indigenous leaders have been calling for that kind of inquiry for 2 years following 3 tragic events that deeply affected First Nations people in this province. First, there was the hit-and-run death of Brady Francis, a 22-year-old man from Elsapugtug First Nation. The man accused of striking down Francis was acquitted in a controversial trial, prompting outrage among community members. Later that year, 2 Indigenous people, Chantel Moore of Tlaoukiat First Nation and Rodney Levi of Metapanagiag First Nation, were shot and killed by police in 2 separate incidents. Premier Blaine Higgs has resisted calls for a public inquiry, saying past reviews have already produced enough recommendations that haven't been carried out. The province has also said the matters in question are in the federal domain. Last September, the province announced that Manju Varma would serve as an independent commissioner on systemic racism, while Stoke Nation chiefs have called the commission an ineffective alternative to an inquiry, saying they wouldn't participate in the commissioner's work. Her final report is expected later this year. But in April, she produced a midterm report that called for government to launch, without delay, an Indigenous-led, co-managed public inquiry into systemic racism against Indigenous peoples in New Brunswick's criminal justice and policing sectors. MTI received a copy of that report, which the commissioner planned to release publicly. Those plans changed after a meeting between the commissioner and government officials, including the Premier and Minister of Aboriginal Affairs, Arlene Dunn. On Tuesday, CHMA spoke to Chief George Ganesh, who is co-chair of MTI.
We were very concerned that the interim report had been shared with government, and government were not supportive, and were quite concerned that if we had waited till September, what might have been released then would be a shadow of what was shared with us. We were skeptical of the process. We'd asked for an inquiry, into the justice system in New Brunswick from the get-go, and that's based on, our historical relationship with the criminal justice system, our overrepresentation on the other side of the docket. So, we were really skeptical, but we said, well, we'll participate. We'll see if in fact, something will be, generated that might actually, sway the government to see that this is absolutely necessary. So for us to hear that, the commissioner had changed her mind about the mid-process release, that greatly, greatly troubles us.
CHMA has also requested an interview with the commissioner on systemic racism. Aboriginal Affairs Minister Arlene Dunn spoke to reporters in a virtual media conference earlier this week. She denied that anyone from the provincial government had asked the commissioner to shelve the report, and she said the commissioner hadn't received necessary information from various government departments, and an interim report was never part of the commissioner's mandate.
There was no discussion with respect to, number one, an interim report. And secondly, no one asked her to shelve anything. And as I said earlier, the expectation was for a fulsome and comprehensive report to be produced in the fall. So in terms of a recommendation, I guess it was alarming from my perspective when I asked the question about some of the work that's being done within the respective departments around policing. And she wasn't aware of those things. And I said, well, in all due respect, Commissioner, I think it's very important that you understand what's happening with respect to policing, with regards to public safety, as it pertains to Indigenous people in this province. And she said, well, I can only report on the information that I'm receiving from the respective departments.
But Ganesh says he believes the government is interfering with a commission that's supposed to be independent. On Tuesday, Indigenous Peoples Day, Premier Higgs and Minister Dunn release a statement saying, "Our government is committed, together with First Nations leadership, to continuing the work on the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's calls for action." The government has also launched a website to provide updates on those calls for action, saying it's making progress in several areas. Examples include agreements between the Department of Education and First Nations in curriculum development on the history of residential schools. But Ganesh says relations with the provincial government are extremely poor.
I mean, there's a real reluctance to acknowledge that we have a treaty relationship. There are laws, there are treaties. You know, there's a requirement to consult our people, you know, when our rights are impacted. And this government continues to try to sidestep that responsibility.